Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Prosperity Proven. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn this evening to our scripture that we've been looking at on Fridays, Third Epistle of John, just one chapter there, Third John. And before we read, let's pray. And don't just look at me tonight, and I won't just look at you. Let's look to the Lord. Amen. And realize you're not limited to what I know. He can speak to you from the Word. He can speak to you inside you, yourself, or something that wasn't even said out loud. And you can get something to just solve problems and things you've been dealing with. You understand light. You can just see what you've been doing wrong, what you need to do differently. Stop this. Start this. Right? And do it. Put it into practice. And friend, God is faithful. You do what He tells you to do, and it's going to change. Amen. You're going to be victorious. You're going to be blessed. So let's pray and release our faith. Father, we thank You for all Your blessings this week. Thank You for every good thing You've done for us. Thank You for hearing and answering our prayers. We know it's only by Your grace that we're still here and alive and got our health and our strength and we're blessed. And Lord, thank You for the teacher, the Holy Spirit, whom is in our midst and upon us tonight. Give us eyes that see and ears that hear and a heart that's receptive. Give us truth and give us answers to questions and direction, solution to problems. Let the darkness be removed and rolled away from people's minds and let light come in, we ask. And Lord, we'll not be hearers only, but by Your grace, we'll be doers, practicers of the Word. In Jesus' name, amen. Said out loud, I'm a doer.
I'm a doer.
I'm a doer.
I'm a doer.
I'm a doer. Of the Word of God. Do you know that there's never been anybody who did the Word of God consistently and didn't get results?
Amen.
You know that?
Yes.
And there's never been anybody who didn't get results who did the Word. They didn't get results. And they're doing the Word. No, it just can't be. Can't be. You know, when things don't work, where should we look?
Ourselves.
Blame God.
No.
Huh?
No.
Blame other people.
No.
There's two individuals that you should check first off, always. Number one, you.
Yeah.
Every time. Check up. Am I doing what He told me to do? And then number two, the enemy.
Yeah.
Your problem is between you and him.
That's right.
All the time.
Amen.
Do you know that?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
God's never our problem. He's always the answer.
Amen.
You know, one of my instructors in Bible school many years ago, he said this and stuck with me. Never forgotten it. He said, always stay on God's side. That's a good word, isn't it? Always stay on God, because we were reading some things, you know, in the Old Testament, studying some things, and sometimes people say, well, I don't understand, why did God say that, and why did God do that, and that don't seem good, and what, and He said, always stay on God's side. When you don't know what's going on, and you don't understand why or why not, and you can't figure it, and it doesn't make sense to you, you don't have to understand to trust God.
Yeah.
Somebody said, well, I don't understand. You go, well, I don't either, but I know this. God is good.
Amen.
Me and Him are together on this.
Amen.
I'm staying with Him. He's right.
Yes.
Even about what I don't know yet, He's right.
Yes.
Even about what I don't understand yet, He's right.
Yes.
And I'm staying with Him.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And if I mess up, I'm getting back to Him.
Yeah.
And if I get judged or punished, well, I'm going to repent and I'm going to get back with Him. I'm staying with Him.
Amen.
Right?
Yes.
Always stay on God's side.
Yeah.
Never, ever, I don't care what, how awful it seems, never, ever look up and go, why God, why? That's dumb.
That's right.
Ignorant.
Yes.
Did Did you hear me?
Yes.
God has never failed anybody.
Amen.
Never let anybody down. And he's not starting with you.
Amen.
Right?
Yes.
No. This is how you get through rough places in life. Hard places. You look up and go, Lord, I don't understand. But I know this. You're faithful. Show me what I don't. In fact, say this out loud with me. Everybody say it out loud. God, you're faithful.
God, you're faithful.
I trust you.
I trust you.
You've never let me down.
You never let me down.
And you never will.
You never will.
I'm staying with you.
What I don't see,
show me.
What
I don't understand,
teach me.
Help me.
And I will obey you.
And it'll be well.
Everything
is going to turn out
for my good
and your glory.
Hallelujah.
And just stay with that. Just keep talking like that. Just stay with that and see if God will not be faithful. If he'll not turn this thing around for you. He is faithful. I know from whence I speak, my few years that I've walked with him. Oh, how he's come through for us. I mean, when it seemed impossible, you didn't know how or from where or how it could be. And other people are telling you, you're crazy. You're crazy. What are you thinking? But then later on, they came back and said, boy, you did the right thing. Boy, you did. Some of the same people that said, oh, man, you're crazy, are the ones patting you on the back now going, oh, brother, you did the right thing. God was leading you. Well, yeah, but if I listened to you, we'd have been in a mess. That's why you don't listen to everybody else. That's why you get and you put your nose in the carpet and you pray and you look to the Lord and you listen to him. You don't ask 95 people what they think you ought to do.
Amen.
I said, you don't ask 95 people what they think you ought to do. You're liable to get 95 answers.
That's right.
You'd be more confused than when you started.
Yeah.
Have you found your scripture yet? What have we been talking about on Friday nights? Anybody remember? Prosperity proven. And our text here is in 3 John. 3 John, the very first verse says, the elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish, the margin says, pray or desire, above all things, that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Read it out loud with me. Verse 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Who said that? That's weak. This is the Bible. Right? The Bible is God talking to us. Is that right? Some of those people talk about, boy, I'm looking for a word from the Lord. Here it is. There is no stronger, no surer, no better word than right here.
Amen.
Any other word that you got by prophecy or tongue and interpretation is secondary to this.
Yes.
And must agree with this.
Yes.
Or elsewise you don't receive it.
Amen.
Did you hear me? Any prophecy, any tongue, any interpretation, any dream, any vision that disagrees with this, you reject it.
Amen.
I don't care who said it.
Yeah.
Did you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I don't care who said it. Somebody said, yeah, but it was real, Brother Keith. I don't care. If you're awakened before daylight in the morning by a 40-angel choir singing in multiple-part harmony, with rainbow clothing and dazzling light, if it disagrees with any verse in this Bible, you laugh at it.
Yeah.
And reject it.
Yes.
And ignore it.
Yes.
Did you hear me?
Amen.
I said, Brother Keith, yes. Everything is secondary to this.
Amen. Yeah.
And I understand the Holy Spirit is saying something to you. He's not going to contradict himself. He's the one that said this.
Right?
Right? So anything he says to you through any other vessel is going to sound like this. That's why the more you know the word, the harder you are to deceive. So many people are so easily duped, so easily deceived, because they're so woefully and sadly ignorant of the scripture. The mass of Christianity are so ignorant of the Bible. It's pitiful. But 3 John 2 is the Bible. The Bible is God speaking to us, and the Lord told us that it is His wish, it is His desire that we what? Prosper. Did God tell us that it is His desire that we prosper?
Yes.
Did God tell us that it is His desire that we prosper?
Yes.
Yes. God told us.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Is it God's will for us to prosper?
Yes.
Is it God's will for us to be healthy?
Yes.
These two things. These two things. Somebody said, well, no, it's three things. No, it's two. The last thing, He tells us how the two are going to happen. Right?
Right?
Right? People have tried to twist this around and say, well, you know, that's all right, but the main thing is that your soul prospers. Well, no, that's not what He said. God said He desired above all things that we would prosper.
Amen.
And that He desired above all things that we'd be in health.
Yeah.
How's it going to happen? Even as our soul prospers. So healing starts inside, doesn't it?
Yes.
Not, I'm talking about spiritual healing. Healing from God starts inside and then affects the body. Prosperity from God starts inside. Then it affects the pocketbook and the accounts. If you're going to prosper, somebody says, well, I need money. I got to get money and I got to pay my bills. And so I got to get money. Money's the main thing I need. Now, the first thing that you require is to be changed in your believing and in your thinking and in your speaking and in your actions. When your soul begins to prosper, as a man thinks in his heart, that's how he is. If you think you're poor, you'll be poor. Do you know that there are quite a few people, quite a few of them, poor people with money? Quite a few of them. There's a lot of people that have money that are not prosperous. In fact, they're tormented by it. Always scared they're going to lose it. Always, you know, laying awake at night trying to figure out how to keep it and how to keep somebody from getting it. And it's sad. You know, people got money, got lots of money in the bank and won't enjoy anything. Drive old raggedy car and won't live in a nice place and won't do anything for their kids. They got money, but they're still poor. You see what I'm saying? They're poor inside.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The God of Isaac, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R402. That's R402. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith and fear to God.